from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You play.
Ryan Ugly's out. Brandon Scott is in. B. Skeezy is in. That's the other voice you hear. Byron's behind the glass over there in for Tyler on this beautiful Labor Day. Hope everybody out there is having a good time. And it's Monday of game week, B. Scott. We got a game this week. We've made it through camp. We made it through preseason games that most people don't think mean much. I personally enjoy preseason games, unless it's preseason game 4 where, hell, the two deep. I mean, nobody in the two deep is playing damn near. Other than that, I enjoy the preseason. But anyway, the season is here. The Texans play the Indianapolis Colts at noon on Sunday.
Man, a couple of guys made the team off that preseason, I felt.
Come
like.
On, ain't no doubt about
the preseason
it.
Preseason and the training camp, I thought. So it was very important. Ask Xavier Hutchinson what he think about the preseason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
John Metchie.
British Brooks.
There you go. British Brooks.
Yeah, what he thinks about it. But I put this little thought together here about the challenges that the Texans defense, they have on Sunday. And it's no secret. Look, Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor are obviously, anybody that plays the Colts, you're going to know about them. But the challenge is interesting for the Houston Texans, because you got Anthony Richardson, who in with a very small sample size last year was electric with his feet. And I'll be honest with you, I think he's electric with his arm. I know a lot of people will point back to, they'll regurgitate or echo some of the accuracy issues. When you're young and your head's moving, your mind is moving 9,000 miles an hour, and you're not quite settled in yet, you're gonna throw inaccurate balls. I know CJ didn't, but most normal people do. most normal quarterbacks do. So the Anthony Richardson thing is interesting. As we see it in Houston, Anthony Richardson had, although it was very, very quick, he had a lot of success in the first quarter against the Texans, which ultimately allowed the Colts to get a big lead on the Texans and keep that lead and end up winning 31-20. Right? Anthony Richardson had an 18-yard touchdown run. I believe he had a 15-yard touchdown run. He was impressive in that first quarter when he was playing. That's one threat that or one challenge that the Texans are going to have. The other one is Jonathan Taylor, who in the second Colts game last year, which is the one that most people remember more, the Texans led 14-6 at half. The Texans ended up winning 23-19. But Jonathan Taylor had 30 carries for 188 yards and a touchdown, B. Scott. Jonathan Taylor made this game close. He put the team on his back and ultimately gave them a chance to win it, gave them a chance to at least have an opportunity to win it. And they threw an incomplete pass on fourth down, turned the ball over on downs. The game was over.
Two, by the way, a running back. Who was
that
not?
Was not named Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah. That is worth noting.
Yeah, really, really interesting, right? That decision was made. But nonetheless, you know, here we sit, and those are the two threats and the two challenges. And they're going to be challenges in their own right, individually. Together, they're going to be an absolute monster. When I look at the Texans' defense, though, you're not going to stop both of them. In terms of Anthony Richardson being able to run it and throw it and be able to load the box and stop Jonathan Taylor, there's going to have to be some give there. I say that to say, B. Scott, if you could pick one or the other to have the success, or let me put it this way, if you could pick one or the other and say the Texans are going to go in with a plan and they're going to shut this part of this offense down, would it be Anthony Richardson or Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, if I had to pick between the two of them, I would say Anthony Richardson just because Jonathan Taylor has more of a reputation of being a dominant player in this league. We've seen him do it against the Texans, and we've seen him do it throughout his going on now 5-year NFL career. Like, for the most part, Jonathan Taylor has been one of the better running backs since said go, like since he got to the league. Anthony Richardson is still trying to prove himself. Now, if you ask me a different question as far as which one would I rather, like, I wouldn't feel good if Jonathan Taylor is able to gash the Texans. And I think you and I are on the same page. Like, that's not a good sign for this defense if Jonathan Taylor is able to run all over them in this offensive line, and it's looking something like the last week of last regular season looked. Like, that's not a good thing. But if Anthony Richardson goes off, to me, that's a scarier thing, because that means they've got the Jonathan Taylor element in their bag. They got that club in their bag. But, oh, by the way, apparently Anthony Richardson can play. Like, I'm hoping that between the two of them that it is Jonathan Taylor that's the better player of them, because if Anthony Richardson is anything close to what we think he could be, especially if Shane Steichen is able to unlock it based off of this dude's physical traits, that's an issue. That's an issue for the Texans in the AFC South, and that's an issue for probably AFC at large when you're talking about the quality of the Colts team and you add a dynamic quarterback to the mix. If that is the case, that's an issue. Jonathan Taylor being really good is somewhat predictable and borderline acceptable, even though we want to see the Texans defend the run a lot better than they did in the final week of the season last year.
I'm gonna go the opposite on this. Now, I think Richardson did some things in scheme with his legs last year that were obviously concerning, the same way in which Jonathan Taylor did things in scheme in week 18 that were concerning. But if I'm looking at, like, the weaknesses or the concerns for the Texans, to me it's that interior defensive line. If the Colts are able to line up and really ride Jonathan Taylor to either a tighter ball game than it should be or to a win, that's gonna concern me more, simply because I feel like right now, like, I feel like the Texans wanted to address that interior defensive line differently this offseason.
Yeah, no.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, I feel like, I know obviously with their guys, they can only say so much, but I feel like it's pretty, I think it's real to say, you know, they don't really know exactly how good they're going to be on the inside. And if Jonathan Taylor goes in there and they run this thing downhill between the tackles, and that's how they're conservative on offense, they're a run first football team, they protect their quarterback because they're able to run it. If they're able to keep it close and or win the game that way, I've got major concerns for the Texans at that point.
Yeah, and I think I understand it, Clint, because it's born out of an existing concern that you already have. Right. Like, I don't think we have the same concerns. I know for a fact we don't have the same concerns about the Texans' pass defense, both the secondary between Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter, expecting them to perform, and even their pass rush.
Yeah.
You know, I know we talked about Will Anderson and not being sure what his ankle looks like right now, but let's just say Will Anderson is right. And Danielle Hunter, like, let me just say this right now. I think that's going to be a force all year. Danielle Hunter, as long as he's healthy, he's going to be a true force for the Texans. I think we feel good about their pass rush and their overall pass defense between the pass rush and what they got at corner. Yeah. But we are all, I think, waiting to see what that interior defensive line looks like and how that run defense is looking. Well, DeMeco even talked about this, tackling being an issue last year and needing to be better with that this year. It is an open question, honestly, Clint.
Well, it's just, like, if you really think about what the Colts want to do schematically, like, I mean, it's a lot more detailed and difficult than the way I'm going to put it. But, like, what they want to do is spread you out from sideline to sideline, right? It's not worried about, like, pushing the ball down the field. Now, I'm sure there'll be some play action stuff, push it all in the field, whatever. But ultimately, what they want to do is they want to throw their screen game wide out to the sideline. They want to use their quarterback off the edges, and they want to use their running back, you know, downhill between the tackles. And so what that does is there's no stacking the line of scrimmage. Like, if you stack the line of scrimmage, then you can't defend sideline to sideline.
Yeah.
If you stack the line of scrimmage, and you do defend sideline to sideline, now you've got the whole goal offensively is for them to create wider creases because you're stretching the defense sideline to sideline. And I just, like, I say all that to say, like, that Anthony Richardson's not going to struggle doing that.
Yeah. So it is why in this particular game, I am worried about not having guys like Christian Harris. You talk about sideline to sideline.
Yeah, me too. Yes. Yeah,
so it'd be nice if Christian Harris's calf was not injured. But obviously it is. But this is where I'm at. Not having Christian Harris or DeNico Autry in this game, you talk about up the middle, DeNico Autry, somebody that they paid $20 million and $10 million guaranteed over 2 years, on top of already having Will Anderson and having paid or getting the opportunity to pay Danielle Hunter. And I know they signed DeNico Autry first. But the point is, that's an extra interior guy. Like, he plays inside and out, and somebody who I think in an ideal world would be part of their game plan this week. DeNico Autry in the middle and factoring somewhere along their defensive line, and especially Christian Harris, the sideline to sideline factor that you're talking about. The last time we saw him play in a game, it was doing exactly that against Lamar Jackson in the playoffs, and I understand the Ravens won and all of that, and okay, but you don't have another guy that's like that. It's going to be hard for the Texans to replicate what Christian Harris offers them, and I think what he offers them would be tremendously valuable in this game, defending exactly what you're talking about.
Hell yeah, it would. I mean, it's just if the Colts are really good at what they do, which there's really no reason to believe that they're not going to be, because, again, it's easy to look at Anthony Richardson and talk about, oh, well, accuracy issues and this and that, but they're not going to – in a perfect world – like, what their identity is and what they want to do, they're not going to ask their quarterback to do what C.J. Stroud does.
Yeah.
They're not going to ask their quarterback to throw wide side comebacks and put it on the button every damn time. That's not what they're asking the guy to do. And so I just say that to say that Anthony Richardson should play well. It's all about health for me. Anthony Richardson should play well enough with Shane Steichen on the ones and twos calling the plays and Jonathan Taylor being the runner in this offensive line. He should play well enough to where my point is your ass better be good.
Yeah. Yeah, no. The misnomer, though, with Anthony Richardson is that he's like an incapable passer.
I've shot that down as much as I could since he's here in Florida.
But the thing is, and this is for the Texans to key in on, his misses can be really bad.
Sure.
And they can be really opportunistic for you as a defense. But he's absolutely capable of getting the ball downfield and hitting his spots at times. Like, he is capable. And so you take that on top of the fact that he's got that extra element, that added element that you can't coach, that you can't teach, and that you can scheme against and still be wrong because physically he's just better or can be.
Physically, you don't have the dudes. Like, they're going to spread you sideline to sideline. If you don't have D tackles that can hold up for four quarters, it's eventually you're going to get exposed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just going to happen. Hell, they did it with freaking Hippie.
Yeah,
they did it with Minshew.
They did it with Gardner Minshew. Yeah. I mean, what do you? I mean, it's like so. It's it,
on his way to a Pro Bowl season.
Yeah, yeah. And no disrespect, but you're talking about a different animal than Anthony Richardson now.
You said hippie, man. I couldn't think of his name off the cuff, man.
I don't know why, but Gardner Minshew's name always
slips my mind, though. Hippie works. You see, I called it up for you.
Them jorts and them hippies. They always comes back to Gardner Minshew. All right, C.J. Stroud. Did he create a little bit of bulletin board material about a month or two ago? I guess it was more than that. Back at Super Bowl on Radio Row at Super Bowl. Did he create real bulletin board material, and what does that mean? And we got to circle back to this college football and talk about these Aggies. We hit the Longhorns for a bit, then we rushed through the Aggies. We got to get back to that Aggie conversation real quick. Notre Dame took down A&M in College Station this week, but I think it was a tight enough ball game where it's not going to hurt anybody long run, but the Aggies got to get right. We'll talk about all that next right here on Sports Radio 16.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.